So, it's preview time on the podcast. This time it's Ballotown under the spotlight, and I'm delighted to be joined by Chris Venables here while we have our photographs taken at Latham Park. You look the part, Chris.
Thank you very much.
We'll all be seeing that in the handbook, so make sure you smile. Now, are you smiling after your first season at Ballot?
Yeah, very much so. Couldn't have asked for any more, really, to be fair, the way the season ended, obviously with the Welsh Cup. So, no, very, very happy.
Let's go back to that season, because obviously you were doing really well at Aberystwyth. You decided to make the change. What was the motivation for moving to Ballot?
I think there was a lot of change at Aberystwyth in terms of personnel, playing personnel. I'd obviously had a great spell there individually. And I just wanted to try and keep that sort of run going. I'm at the age of my career now where I want to be challenging and competing for top honours, really. And Ballot was a natural fit for that.
The early start, though, was a bit slow. Was it settling in?
Yeah, I think so. I was one of a few who arrived at the club last summer, and it just takes a bit of time to bed in. We did start a little bit slowly, but once we got our momentum, we started to pick up and show what we're all about, really.
You mentioned the prize that matters, the jug, the Welsh Cup. I mean, how much does it mean to Ballot to be the possessor of that cup at the moment?
Oh, yeah, it means everything. I've mentioned in other interviews that as a club, it's we're so close-knit and everyone, pulls in the same direction and puts so much effort in on and off the field. So, to be able to win that like we did on that day in May was great for everyone.
I heard Colin Caton slept with it that night. Is that true?
I'm not sure. I can't confirm or deny.
But it is a heck of a performance because, like, you were up against a TNS side who you know very well. You know what they can do. They know they're going for the same trophy as you. Is it fair to say that the history books will look back and say it's probably one of the best achievements by Ballot?
I think so. Everyone who knows the league knows how good TNS are. And how difficult it is just to beat them on any day. To be fair, I think it's 30 times Ballot have played TNS and not beaten them. So it was a big ask and a big task, but it makes it all the sweeter after, really.
And at the start of the season, when Colin sat you all down, was it very much look? There's only one trophy we're going for this season. We can't get the league. We can't do this. We can't do that. But I want that cap.
Not really, to be honest. No. We set our targets at the beginning of last season to try and achieve a higher finish in the league as we possibly could, with no real sort of cap on that. We'll try and compete for everything, and we took the season sort of one game at a time as much as anything. So as the cup competition progressed and we went through each round, the emphasis always increases and the importance increases because of how far you're getting through the competition, but we took it one game at a time, really. So there was never really that discussion at the start of the season that's what we're going to go for, but as of course we went further and further in the competition, it just became more and more realistic, really.
I take you back the round before, didn't look very realistic at one stage when Carnarvon were playing you, did it?
No, quite right. That was a tough game and a tough day for us, and we knew it was going to be, to be fair, because they're a good very, very, very good side. And there was at times during the game where you sort of had in the back of your mind, is it going to be our day or not? But luckily we came through.
Coming into Ballot, you've noticed, you've just already said that you're a close-knit team, you're close-knit, obviously, because Ballot's not that big a town, is it? Obviously, it's a small town. Do you get more of a sense of that, having been at other clubs, that you see when you finally become a Ballot person, how integrated everybody is, if you like?
Yeah, I suppose so. I mean, I think I said in a previous interview before, I've been at clubs similar. I mentioned Caer Sews, where I started my Welsh Premier League career, and a village club. I think nine or ten of the first team were from the village, and you had that sense of a belonging there and a real sort of a club atmosphere. And Ballot's very similar, to be fair. They're a fantastic group of people, a lot of which you put their own sort of time and effort in. And it brings you closer together as a team because you're all fighting for that same cause, which is, for them people, really.
And just quickly, let's talk about Europe and pre-season. Off to Liechtenstein. Is it as hilly as everybody says? I thought there was sort of a load of hills in Liechtenstein.
Yeah, it is just as hilly as everyone says, to be fair. Strange place, lovely place to visit. Very warm there, though, to be fair. So it was quite challenging.
And what did you make of that? Because obviously, you know, like TNS, like Konski, people, like teams like Bala, look at their European performances and they want to do better every time. So, you know, what's the missing ingredient there to make Bala go into the next round and the next round?
I think on this occasion they were a very, very good side, to be fair. And you know, I've played several teams in Europe now with different clubs as well. And I think I wouldn't like to say it's the luck of the draw. I think it does depend on who you draw and what sort of outfit you draw against. I mean, obviously they played in the Swiss Premier League last year against the likes of Basel and Young Boys and things. So I don't think you can say, oh, you know, Welsh football isn't progressing because we're not progressing through the first round. I think it's a tall order, a really tall order, playing against a side like that. I think time will come when we will progress. There's no doubt about that. It'll just take a bit like the Welsh Cup final to stick a really good performance and probably the right draw for us, really. Like I said, I don't think it's a case that we're not improving, because evidently I think the Welsh Premier League is improving and moving forward for sure, no question. But I think the missing ingredient is probably... I don't rely on luck ever and try not to talk about it, but I think you do need the right fit for us to progress, really.
And pre-season, been some interesting, decent results. You've had a chance to try out some new boys.
Yeah, for sure. We've had some great games against some really good teams. Like I said, a few new faces coming in, which is always good and refreshing. And, you know, really looking forward to playing with them this season. A lot of nice lads and good players, to be fair. So it's been a good pre-season. And obviously coming to a close now, we're... looking forward to the first game.
And which of those new signings has caught your eye? Who's the one that you think we should be looking out for?
I think all of them, to be honest. I couldn't really pick one out. Obviously, there's one who's known quite well to the league, which is Les, who sort of speaks for himself. Everyone knows what Les is all about. And you know, but like I said, individually, they're all very good. They've all fit in well to the change of room, if you like. And no, I think they're all going to bring their own qualities to the team, which is really... Like I said, it's exciting for us going forward.
Now, you said the league is getting better, so let's concentrate on what's coming up. Your first game against Newtown. The phrase fine margins used in multiple of these interviews that I've done already, because there were very few thrashings, to be fair, apart from real TNS and things like that. You need to get that extra bit, perhaps, to regain second place, because Connors Key obviously chasing you for that, as Bangor chasing you for that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think this year is going to be as tough as any year. I think the days of sort of going into games thinking if we turn up here, you know, or you're going to beat teams and roll them over, they're gone now, such is the format of the league. So it's going to be tight. I think it's going to be tight at the top, the middle and the bottom, to be honest. It's yeah, people say that such and such team are perhaps favourites for Europe, or favourites for the drop on the other side of things, but until the season gets underway, I think you really don't know, really, until sort of at least a dozen games in, you know.
30-odd cup finals, that's a bit draining, isn't it?
It is, but it's the world we live in now, taking one game at a time. And like I said, if you don't turn up and you're not 100% on your game, you get beat.
And finally, your first team that you're playing is Newtown, who were absolutely Jekyll and Hyde last season. Awful at the start, brilliant at the end. Do you have any idea which one's going to turn up next week?
No idea at all, to be honest. They're always a tricky side to play in Newtown. I've always personally had tough games against them, being a local boy as well. But no, they've got some very, very good players who've all sort of increased their Welsh Premier League experience, if you like. So, like I've just mentioned previously, really, you've got to be on your game if we're going to get anything out of it. It's going to be tough.